With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A growing number of Democrats on Capitol Hill throwing their support behind Kamala Harris.
House Democratic Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar and Democratic Whip Catherine Clark were quick to voice their support for Harris, as did former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. By midday Monday, Senate Majority Whip Dick Durbin had become the highest-ranking Senate Democrat to endorse Harris, who also enjoys the support of President Biden. Others in the party say the process should remain open up until the Democrat convention next month. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle has angered lawmakers by evading a number of questions Monday, that concerning the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. House Oversight Committee ranking member Jamie Raskin tells Cheadle she needs to explain just how the agency made so many key mistakes.
How can a 20-year-old with his father's AR-15 assault weapon climb onto a roof with a direct 150-yard line of sight to the speaker's podium without the Secret Service or local police stopping him?
So again, sir, I will say we are 9 days out from this event, and I would like to know those answers as well, which is why we are going through these investigations to be able to determine that fully.
And she told lawmakers, quote, on July 13th, we failed. A Silicon Valley-backed initiative to build a green city for up to 400,000 people near San Francisco on land now zoned for agriculture will not be on the ballot in November after all. Organizers have suddenly withdrawn the measure, saying they'll try again in a couple of years. The California Forever website described the city as an opportunity for a brand new area and community. This is SRN News. J.D. Vance seeks to reassure Christians.
Former President Trump's vice presidential nominee has been meeting with social conservatives, telling them that they will always have a seat at the table in the Republican Party, quote, so long as I have any influence in this party, and President Trump, I know, agrees. Some Christians have voiced concerns over an apparent softening of the GOP's pro-life stance in its latest party platform and certain concessions to the LGBT community. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court dismissing a lawsuit challenging Tennessee's first-in-the-nation law was designed to place strict limits on drag shows, reversing a lower court ruling that deemed the statute unconstitutional. The 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals found the Memphis-based LGBT theater company that filed the complaint lacked the legal right to do so. This is SRN News. Some airlines still trying to recover from last Friday's CrowdStrike outage.
Delta Airlines is struggling for a fourth straight day to recover from the tech outage, even as other airlines are returning to nearly normal levels of service. Delta canceled more than 700 flights, bringing its total since the outage started to more than 5,500 cancellations. That's according to travel data provider Cirium. Delta's performance is drawing unwanted attention from the federal government. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he spoke to Delta CEO Ed Bastian about the cancellations. Buttigieg says he expects Delta to issue quick refunds and to pay for hotels and meals for customers who are stranded by the ongoing cancellations. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Wall Street numbers Monday, the Dow up 127 points, NASDAQ gained 280. More details at srnnews.com.